An extensive evaluation of the Florida Department of Citrus's Scientific Research Department will reach a new level with the initial meeting of a Scientific Research Advisory Committee November 6th at Department of Citrus headquarters in Bartow. Department of Citrus Executive Director Doug Ackerman reports.
Well, the important thing about the Scientific Research Department review that we did was we have done that for every organization that is the Florida Department of Citrus. The organization that we had was here to support 240 million boxes of fruit. We have 100 million. So we needed to prioritize our efforts, make sure that our staff is aligned with those priorities, looking at public relations being key to our success in the future. We needed to make sure that we staffed up those areas, and we needed to take a good hard look at what was going on at Lake Alfred with our scientific research department staff out there to make sure that we are set up for success not only today but leading into tomorrow. And if we are focused on those health and wellness messages, do we have the right support in place in order to make that happen with the people out there and the resources out there? We needed some outside help, and with Harold Browning and Jackie and Muhammad and Chris, they provided a lot of expertise and a lot of great advice. I mean, some of the issues we knew we had going in, but really from a standpoint of where to go next, they were very instrumental in providing that advice. We have set up a scientific advisory committee. Chairman McKenna appointed that at the last meeting, and it's got some growers, some packers, and some brands that are represented. We've got some great scientific names in there, the Tim Angels. And the Kevin Gaffneys of the world are going to be participating in that and really helping us design and chart where we need to go with our scientific arm in the future. We're very excited by it.
Do you have some major recommendations that were made by the panel so far?
Well, I think one of the recommendations was to set up the advisory committee. But there's some communication and planning. I mean, we should have a research plan that supports the overall strategic plan of the Department of Citrus. But as far as next steps, I mean, the advisory committee is really going to be instrumental in figuring out where we need to go from here and helping to chart that path.
No major staff changes as a result of this so far.
No, there's no major changes at all so far, other than, November 6th will be the first meeting of that committee. We'll get everybody organized and we'll give them copies of the report, and we'll go through it and we'll start charting the future.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.